WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first order of business in Donald Trump's criminal trial today will be addressing the gag order that prosecutors say Trump has violated at least 10 times. They want him fined $1,000 for each violation and held in contempt of court. More pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses.
Security heightened at Columbia University, where student demonstrators pitched tents at the center of campus. The encampments still in place this morning. Classes there going virtual Monday. University President Manoush Shafiq authorized the NYPD to make arrests last week.
ABC Stephanie Ramos, there were more than 100 arrests made at NYU last night when police cleared away a protest there. Columbia will only have hybrid classes for the rest of the semester because of the demonstrations. The Senate returns to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion security package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bill comes as Ukraine says it desperately needs firepower in the war against Russia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. In La Crosse Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris announced new stricter rules for federally funded nursing homes. Those rules will have care facilities receiving federal funding maintaining a minimum staffing level and using 80% of that money for staff pay. A former member of a UW Stevens Point fraternity was charged with arson. Investigators say Eric Bloom started multiple fires in a home that he had leased alongside other members of the Phi Sigma Phi fraternity. The group had recently terminated Bloom's membership, but court documents say he was still staying at the home. And a delivery driver was involved in a different kind of delivery. UPS driver John Sternad was on his route in Seymour a week ago Monday when he spotted a heifer in labor laying in the pasture of a dairy farm having trouble birthing. Stern had used his farming experience to grab the front legs of the calf, bringing her out of the heifer safely.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
An isolated shower or thundershower is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, today will be partly cloudy with a high of 67. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, sunshine 54 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 63. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, at least it's no longer Monday. We made it through. Here's the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams on Max FM.
Sweet dreams on Max FM.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
One Night in Bangkok, there is Murray Head, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I am just chipper today. How are
Why
you doing?
Why are you so chipper? I'm fantastic. Why are you so chipper today? More coffee, or did you actually get some sleep? Because that would be one of us.
No, I'm actually running on 4 hours of sleep, which is kind of average for me these days. You know, I did hear that the older you get, the less sleep you actually need. Is that true, do you think, or no?
I don't know, because I'm not, this week has been rough. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a weather thing, if I can feel the warmth coming. I don't know what's happening, but
I think there's a full moon this week, actually, isn't there?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that sleep has been hard to come by. And so my doctors a few months ago put me on melatonin, just like a milligram. So I'm taking like a kid's melatonin because, you know, she's like 5 milligrams can be too much for a lot of people. She's like, you just need to take the edge off. So here's what happens. I go to bed every single night around, I don't know, 10, 10:30, which seems kind of late for somebody who gets up around 4. But I go to bed, and so I fall asleep, and I sleep really hard till like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it must be time to get up. We must be just about time for the alarm to go off. And then I roll over and I'm like, oh, I have 3 more hours of this. So this is, it's not been going well the last couple of days. So I'm averaging like 3.5 hours, maybe the last at least few days. Now, some weeks are a little better. The last couple of days have not been great. So we'll see how it goes. But eventually, I think I just get so tired, I just pass out and just fall asleep. So
I would like to know how many listeners are kind of in that same boat, because it seems like everyone that I talk to is kind of the same. Like, hey, yeah, gosh, I get up at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know why. I don't have to be up. I just roll over and my body tells me, hey, it might be time to get up. And you look at the clock, it's like, oh, no, it's not.
It's so disappointing and upsetting. Now, there are times when I know I'm going to fall back to sleep and I know I'm tired enough to go back to sleep. So when you roll over and you look at the clock, you're like, hey, I still get 3 more hours of sleep. That's not been this week. This week has literally been like, oh my gosh, I have to lay here for 3 more hours. That's how this past few days have gone. So we'll see. Now, not only are people lacking sleep, but apparently everybody is sick right now. Oh my goodness. And like not just a little sick, like we're talking emergency room antibiotic sick. So it started out last week. Dexter is starting back into Taekwondo, and he has found a great facility over in Madison, right in the Middleton area. So it's like a 40-minute drive for us from our house to their door, and it's super easy. And so the grandmaster of this particular facility, I emailed him last week when we were in Las Vegas because I had a couple of questions and I wanted to let him know. He wanted to know exactly what day Dexter was going to start so he could be prepared for him, have the uniform and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. And he's one of those guys who's like quick on the trigger, right? Like I think his phone dings and he's like, oh, I have to answer this. He's fantastic. And so I didn't hear from him for a couple of days, Finally, he responds, and no big deal. I mean, I wasn't that big of a hurry. I knew I had a few days, so it wasn't an emergency. So I find out that we can start Thursday, no problem. We go to Taekwondo practice that very first day. He comes in a mask, and I'm like, oh, that can't be good. Well, it turns out that he had spent like 9 hours in the ER and had strep throat, has this weird virus. They ran a bunch of blood tests, all of this kind of stuff. Dude had been legitimately really sick and was just getting over it. So I text him on Saturday because I have, or on Sunday, I should say, because I have a question about a couple of classes he wants Dexter to pick up as he gets back into the swing of things. I wasn't sure times and days and all of that. And I was trying to kind of plan out my week. And so I said, you know, Dexter told me how sick you'd been. I hope you're recovering well. You know, I'm just wondering about times and days. He responds and he's like, oh yes, I feel much better. Thank you so much for asking. Gives me the info I need. Yesterday, I get a text from the second dude in charge and he's like, no, he's back in the ER and classes for this entire week might be canceled. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then the guy who does work on our house and is going to do some work on our AM tower facility, got to put a new door on so everything's nice and secure. I heard from him like 2.5 weeks ago. He's like, can you meet me out at the tower site? Never heard anything again. I get a text from him yesterday. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I've been so sick, like unable to hold my phone sick. And I'm like, what is happening? Man. Then our puppy trainer about 2 weeks ago, he had to cancel all of our classes because we meet at the outlet mall to do training with our dogs. He and his son had strep throat so bad. He's like, I'd never been that sick in my entire life. So vitamin C, elder elderberry people, because it is a nasty whatever it is. So
what is it, a new COVID variant, or what's going on?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Let's not say that. Everybody will be masking up and complaining about that pretty soon too. Yeah. But if you're struggling right now, or you're feeling a little under the weather, we do hope that you feel better very, very soon, because it sounds like whatever is going around is hitting people really, really hard. And it's really bad to get strep throat when you're an adult. Have you ever had it as an adult?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's not fun.
No, it's not. And I remember getting it a couple times as a kid and feeling like, ugh. Like, you know, you just don't feel great as a kid, but you're like, okay, well, I could get up and move around. I remember getting it as an adult because Max had to have his tonsils and adenoids out at 5 when he was 5 years old. And so the kid had strep like once a month. So it was pretty inevitable that somebody else in the house was going to get it. I mean, it got to the point where they would just give Dexter an antibiotic too, just in case, because Max always had strep until we took the tonsils and adenoids out. Yeah. And I got it from him once, and I remember thinking I was dying. I was like, this could be it. This could be the end of it, because it was miserable. So hopefully, if you're struggling right now, you're feeling better very, very soon. And let's give a little shout out to our doctors and nurses who are who are getting everybody better, because it sounds like they're a little backed up and busy right now as well. So, my goodness.
For those of us that are lucky enough to work from home, I think that's one of the advantages we have. But some people say that if you're not exposed to enough germs, then when you do get sick, you get sicker. So maybe there's something there.
I heard this a lot when my kids were little, because I was a stay-at-home mom. We did lots of play groups, though, and things like that. So they were exposed to a lot of stuff. But I was one of those moms who, if my kids had like a runny, stuffy, gross nose, you know, the type of nose where you're constantly running behind them with a Kleenex, I just didn't take them, because you know what? It was miserable for my kids. And I get that they're kids, they're pretty resilient, but I was like, why would I want to pass that on to somebody else's kid? So they have to do the same thing. So we'd shut down life for a couple of days, go outside at our own house, you know, and play and stuff like that, because they weren't obviously sick. So I wasn't going to, like, you know, treat them like that. But I was like, why would I let them go wipe their snotty little noses on some other kid's toys or something like that, so that they get sick too?
Bless you for that, because how many people don't think that way? And then
I know.
And I don't know what it is. Like, I, by nature, am somewhat of a hypochondriac. Like, I am always, I'm a germ freak. I can't, I just, it things gross me out. But it seems like when I do get sick, I get really sick. And I, for whatever reason, whenever we have something going on with friends, if my daughter's friends are going to come over, we're going to get together, we're going to go out to eat, whatever's going on, we're getting together with people, in whatever way, it seems that someone is always sick.
Right.
And they show up at the house, they're sick, we meet up with them, they're sick. It's like, couldn't you just stay home? And I don't want to say anything, because I don't want to be rude. But it's like, this is how stuff gets passed around.
But that's when you start putting out the Germ-X on the coffee table and stuff. Just as like that little hint, like, maybe you should maybe just use this on your hands. Here's a box of Kleenexes. Now, I was also the parent that I had, you know, we had a couple of really, really great friends that our kids played together all the time, right? And so if my kids had like the runny, yucky nose and stuff like that, sometimes it was just allergies. Sometimes it was hard to tell if it was allergies or cold. I would at least call them and say, hey, you know, Dexter has kind of a runny, snotty, yucky little nose right now. If you want to get together, he's not sick. He's just kind of drippy right now. If you choose not to, I totally understand. So I sometimes gave the choice to our really close friends, you know, because sometimes they were like, yeah, you know, it's fine. We've had the same thing, so it's not really going to hurt. Sometimes they were like, oh no, we've got a trip back up to, because we had one set that was from North Dakota, so they'd go see their family all the time. So can we skip this week? Sure, absolutely. That's why I'm calling, to give you the choice, because I understand if you don't want your kids to get sick, because I don't actually know what mine have right now. You know, when they're little, it's so hard to tell anyway. I mean, and you know, when you have kids in school, they're always picking up things. You never know if it's allergies. You don't know if it's actually a cold. You don't know if they're coming down with something a little bit more serious until it actually gets serious. But Dexter's a lot like you. The kid never gets sick, and then when he does, I'm like, oh gosh, like this is bad. This is
legit,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we always have to shut down life for him. And I have so many photos of him when he was little because his favorite thing to do was lay on the big comfy couch in front of the fireplace with like the 65-inch TV. And he would just dictate to everybody all day long. I want to watch this now. I have to watch this. Juice is what you'd hear from downstairs. And he would just look so miserable. Now, for the first, because Dexter was that kid. Dexter was the kid that for like the first couple of hours, you were like, oh my gosh, the sound of silence in the house is just amazing. Then after a couple of hours, I was like, oh no, this sucks. Come on, bud. We got to get you better because you miss it after a while. But he was that one for like 2 sweet hours of my life. I was like, oh gosh, he's actually sleeping. He's actually napping. This is amazing. and then I would miss the sounds of the pitter-pat and the high-pitched laughing and squealing and yelling at his brother and all of that kind of stuff. So then we'd try to mend as quickly as possible. But again, I will reiterate, if you're trying to feel better or you're coming off of something or whatever, please just feel better soon because
lots of water. Water helps, believe it or not. Does. It seems like when people say make sure you drink plenty of water, you think that's every day in life you're supposed to drink enough water. But when you're sick, it really does help. It does.
Your doctors will tell you it flushes out the system, whatever that means. But I guess it means that I'm going to pee it out a lot. I guess that's what that means for sure.
That's good. Good to do.
Now, I got to tell you, yesterday I did something that I have not done in a really, really long time. So anybody who listens to the morning show, Jay, and I don't know how your wife is, but I am not a dress person. Not in any way, shape, or form. Hate them, refuse to wear them. It was like the biggest conundrum before we eloped is that I was going to have to actually wear a dress. Now, I love that in this day and age, there are brides who actually wear really cool pantsuits down the aisle because they're just not dress people. They want to be comfortable, right? Yep. I am not a dress person in any way, shape, or form. I have a website that I love to go to because they do customized clothes. I can change neckline, sleeve lengths, the length of the garment, whatever it is, which is really good when you're only 5'1", because when you buy something like a dress, you risk the chance of looking like you're part of an Amish colony. Let's just be honest here, right? Because everything comes down to the feet. So yesterday I was like, I'm kind of thinking that maybe this summer I'd like a couple of really cute cotton, like really loose fit dresses, like a little bit longer and all of that. So I don't know what I was thinking. I hope they turn out. I hope I like them. Because this website that I go to, it was having a huge sale. And I was like, no fees for the customization or anything. You just no fees for changing out fabric colors or anything like that. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I actually ordered myself like 2. And I know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know why this hit me all of a sudden. So we'll see how it goes this summer. But, I wear a lot of jeans. I wear a lot of pants in the summer, crop pants and all of that kind of stuff. And sometimes it's just too hot. It's just literally too hot for that kind of stuff. So I was like, this would be a really nice go-to. Or if we have somewhere a little nicer we're going or out to dinner with friends and I want to still be kind of casual, I was like, I could throw on sneakers. We'll see how it goes.
Well, kudos to you for kind of stepping outside your comfort zone a little bit.
That is outside my comfort
zone.
That's
awesome.
It's way outside. Now, is your wife the type of person who's like, yes, give me all the pretty dresses in the world? Or is she more of a like, pants? No, let's do the pants thing.
Yeah, I think maybe she has a couple of dresses for work because she kind of has to dress up for work. But it's not, it's super rare to ever see her wear a dress. Mostly it's just pants.
Right.
We went on a cruise and she wanted to make sure she had 2 formal dresses. Sure. And I was thinking, okay, we're going to have to go shopping and buy some. Well, then a friend of hers has, like, she is known for wearing these beautiful, extravagant looking dresses. And she borrowed a couple of them to my wife to use, which was great. It was great. And she looked
awesome.
Wonderful in them. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was, I've thought about this and I've had this discussion with friends. Like when I was younger, dresses didn't bother me as much. And then I had my kids and maybe it's a boy mom thing where, when they're especially really little, you spend a lot of time on the ground and you spend a lot of time digging for things in dirt and stuff. especially. Yeah. I know a lot of girls will do it too. Boys especially, though. You spend a lot of time, you know, getting tackled when you're playing sports and things like that. And they just don't seem appropriate anymore, a dress. And yeah. even when I would go to like somewhere with friends, but the kids would be along. I mean, I knew inevitably at some point I was going to be sitting on the floor with Matchbox cars and building garages and stuff. So, you know, you just you do what's comfortable. And I think I just really got out of the habit. But they've never been a favorite. Even when I was in high school, prom season was always very difficult for me as well, because I was like, oh, now we got to pull out the dresses. And I'm just not a formal person all the way around. So, but yeah, I did. I very much stepped out of my comfort zone yesterday.
Well, if it's any consolation for you, I don't like wearing dresses either. So
I don't blame you. They're very uncomfortable. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. We've got a chance for maybe a shower or a thunder shower this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high near 67. It's a great start to the morning, even a little mild out there right now. Clear down to 29 tonight, and then the next couple of days, absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sunshine tomorrow with a high near 54. More sun on Thursday with a high near 63. Right now, it's 53.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treat? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. It's Sly Fox now. Let's go all the way on 99.7 Max FM.
You wanna scream and shout? Presidential party, no one wants to dance.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And Jay, I don't know if you saw this big story, but people from Philly are having a little bit of a meltdown on social media, or at least they were, because it turns out that they're not actually from Philly, maybe. Anyway, according to Facebook and Instagram, at least the past few days, Philadelphia just ceased to exist. There was this weird glitch that removed Philadelphia as an option last week, and people noticed it wasn't their hometown anymore, and they couldn't actually add it back to their profile either. So if you tried to add Philadelphia as your hometown or your current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi. The only choice in Pennsylvania was the small town of New Philadelphia, which is about 90 miles outside of Philadelphia. It also affected businesses. Their address on Instagram didn't have the city anymore, and it just listed the street number, which doesn't really help anybody, does it? Philly folks were started immediately blasting Mark Zuckerberg for hating on them. Now, I know it's easy to blame Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, after all, I'm pretty sure he's like Data from Star Trek, right? I'm pretty sure he's an android version of a human. Now, others joke the city was being renamed or repossessed by the federal government. The good news is it looks like the issue may have been resolved. Apparently, Zuckerberg got his developers on the glitch. Because if you go over to Facebook or Instagram now, Philadelphia is actually an option. I tried it out this morning. So, you know, if you're somebody who's a proud Philadelphian, maybe just loves the city, you can breathe a sigh of relief. You can stop hating on Facebook today. Or, you know, if you're from the Philadelphia area, you can go back to hating New Yorkers. That's per usual.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, so it's interesting that a city just ceases to exist in a glitch in the software.
No, you know, they shouldn't be mad. They still have their cream cheese and their cheesesteak sandwiches.
Yes, absolutely.
For crying out loud.
And the Philadelphia Eagles and greased light poles when they win games, apparently. I don't know. It's kind of nuts in Philly. They take a lot of things really seriously. So I'm glad that, you know, they took this so seriously as well. Now, something else that, you know, was a little bit of a glitch in the system. You and I were just messaging back and forth about this because over the weekend, I know this raised a little kerfuffle around here. Viola the Elephant, if you remember her over at Circus World, she got on the loose in Montana. Those elephants, they are good at pulling pins out of those gates. Actually, I don't know how she got loose, but she went on a little stroll. No big deal. No big deal. And yes, it was Viola who happened to be over at Circus World for so many years. And I know a lot of people in Baraboo were a little upset to see that they were still performing, right? After they'd been told that, you know, this was the last year at Circus World for the elephants. Apparently, there were a couple contracts that had to still be fulfilled, and they are on their way to a sanctuary. But, you know, you got to get in all of the sites before you finally go to that sanctuary to live out the rest of your days and have a nice time munching on the grass. I remember when the elephant got loose in Baraboo.
Oh, did that happen? I didn't hear about
yes.
that.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. That was right after we bought the station. It was literally about a week before the big circus parade in downtown Baraboo. And I believe that time around, it was Kelly who got loose. And as Scott O'Donnell, one of the directors over at Circus World, likes to say, here was Kelly when they found her looking all svelte, trying to keep herself tight against one of those little A-frame swing sets, hoping that nobody was going to see the elephant.
Just hiding. Incognito.
Just hiding. Yeah. That's right. I mean, sometimes you just got to take in the sights of what's around you, you know?
I was thinking maybe they didn't know that Viola was kind of like Aspen, you know, likes to go for a walk multiple times a day. Can't really communicate that to the handler. My dog, Ava, if she gets a chance, she will bolt out the front door and run down the road.
Yeah.
And you think she's escaped from prison, but then she'll come back like, are you going to try to chase me? Or?
Right. She's just playing. She thinks this is a great game. No, I totally get that as well. Now, Aspen, here's the thing with Aspen. She's part terrier, and she's got a nose, and she likes to hunt the little critters out here at Goose Poop Pond. And when I say hunt them, I mean she literally snuffles them out of holes, grabs them, she'll shake them, break their neck, and then lay them, and she's so darn proud of herself. I mean, it is the most glorious day of her life when that happens. And we have a lot of bunnies who live under our deck. And so Corey has taught her, let's go look for the bun buns. No. Because now when she goes outside, she is immediately like, where are the bunnies? Let's find the bunnies because they're going to move and I might get one. And so we have never, we have to be really, really careful with the doors, especially this time of year when she knows the bun buns are probably out there and Daddy has taught her how to chase the bun buns, which is not a good habit. So we've never allowed her off of her rope for any reason. And when we have to open doors to bring in groceries or anything like that, if she's really antsy and she's really trying to jet out the door, we will actually kennel her until the doors are shut, just because she puts her nose to the ground and I'm not sure we'd ever get her back. I'm pretty sure we would never get her back because she would just keep sniffing until she was so far from home she'd never be able to find her way back. So not that I think Aspen would actually be able to. I'm not sure she really honestly knows where she lives. She just kind of goes wherever we take her. So she's like, okay, this is where I go every time. But we've never had a dog on the loose, kind of like the opposite of the elephants on the loose. I mean, at least they aren't scary elephants. They're the sweetest things on earth. And so they just, you know, roam around a little bit. But I'm sure in that town of Montana, it was a little jarring.
Yeah, it isn't every day you see that happen, right?
I'm sure it was a little jarring to see an elephant just walking down Main Street in a small town in Montana. Oh, goodness.
And then the people that were visiting that day probably thought, oh, does this happen every day in this town?
Right? Yeah. It's just like when Kelly got loose in Baraboo. I mean, the azaleas, they were no match for her. She mowed those things down. She was ready for a tasty treat because, you know, the elephants over at Circus World weren't spoiled enough with their watermelon and being hosed down in the heat of the day and all of that kind of stuff. They were like big dogs is what they were. And they're just an awesome group. But we are truly going to miss them. But again, they will be going. If you were somebody who saw the story and you were concerned because they were supposed to be retiring, they are retiring. They just had a couple of contracts they had to fulfill, which is why they were back in the news. But the escape artists, that little group of elephants that Armando, the handler, had for years.
They are smart. Now.
Yeah. They are smart. They are absolutely, definitely smart. And they probably found their way home, unlike Aspen. She would never find her way home.
Nose to the ground, just
that's
cruising.
Right, that's yeah. right. Our puppy trainer keeps working with her. Whenever we take her out there, he's got like fenced in acres, and so he'll take her out there on a 30-foot lead rope to see how she does, because he'd really like to get her off rope, because she's a puller. She loves to tug. Right. She knows how to heel. She just chooses not to, is essentially how it goes. He keeps working with her, and he's like, well, we're getting there. I'm like, yeah, 2 years we've been getting there. It's okay if you admit there's something she's not good at. I mean, it's okay. We can't all be perfect.
Right.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Jay. I mean, we could see a shower, maybe a thunder shower this afternoon. Otherwise, not bad today. We're talking some warm temperatures, too. 67 for a high. Then a beautiful next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Take a look at some of the results from last night. We'll start things off with softball. It was the Baraboo Thunderbirds getting a 3-0 win over Sauk Prairie at Pierce Park. Reedsburg fell to Mount Horeb at home, 9-5 the final there. DeForest gets a 6-2 win against Stoughton. River Valley tops McFarland 8-2. And Edgewood with a 14-4 win over Madison La Follette East. Baseball last night, Sauk Prairie gets a win over Portage. Reedsburg 11-7 the win against Beaver Dam. There's a massive invite today for boys golfers at the Sand Valley Golf Resort, as most of the area teams will be participating, including Wisconsin Dells, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Baraboo, Mauston, and more. That gets started at 11 a.m. Sauk Prairie is going to be hosting a track and field quad, as Baraboo, Milton, and Monona Grove will all head to Sauk Prairie for that one. It gets started at 4. Baseball for the Thunderbirds is going to be traveling to Mount Horeb at 5 o'clock. The soccer team will be over at Reedsburg at that same time, and softball will welcome Edgewood also at 5 o'clock. Boys tennis tonight for Baraboo is going to travel to Sauk Prairie. For Reedsburg, their track team will take part in a quad as well, as Mount Horeb is going to be hosting the Beavers, along with the Beavers of Beaver Dam and Oregon. Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie will play in baseball in Isham Park tonight at 5, and the softball team for the Beavers will be at McFarland. Mentioned all the events for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, with the exception of softball, as their team is going to be hosting Stoughton at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be the soccer squad for the Eagles traveling to McFarland. And Portage will also compete in a quad tonight for track and field. They're going to be heading to DeForest for that one. McFarland and Watertown, the other two teams participating in that four-team event. Portage hosts Stoughton tonight for baseball at 5 o'clock. The softball team will be at Mount Horeb, and Edgewood will be in town to square off with the soccer squad. 6 o'clock will be the start time for it. Very busy night of action. Check out the schedule for all the details. Bucks return to the court tonight, 7:30. They'll be hosting the Indiana Pacers. The team will be looking to take a 2-0 series lead. A lot of controversy last night around the NBA playoffs. 76ers blew a late lead, ended up falling 104-101. The team announced that they'll be filing a formal complaint with the league over the officiating across the first two games before heading to Philadelphia. And it was a similar story late last night, as LeBron James went off on the officials in the post-game press conference. His team had a big lead over Denver, but the Nuggets came back to win that one 101-99. Both of the road teams find themselves trailing 2-0 in those two series. The Brewers' winning streak comes to an end. 4-2, they lose their first game to the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. Game 2 of this four-game series will be played tonight. 5:40 is the first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
An isolated shower or thundershower is possible this afternoon. Otherwise, today will be partly cloudy with a high of 67. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, sunshine 54 by Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high of 63. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52. 99.7.
7:49 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. John Mellencamp now. This is Jack and Diane on 99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be, football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. His back flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women. A little ditty
your American kids doing best they can.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:52 right now. Look at me running behind this morning, Jay. It happens. Yeah. It happens
always.
All the time. I know. Good thing Corey Hartman's out of town again. It's fine. He's in Racine. He's just getting up for the day. He's not really listening. He's going over to the studios to continue the build out over there. So I won't get yelled at. It's fine. Now, we do have to do some celebrating today with our birthday list. It may be an anniversary if we happen to get one of those. We're going to jump into the celebrity side of things here in just a moment. But before we do that, we'll remind you that if you are celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. All right, starting here at the top of the list with Chloe Kim. I love her. She is an Olympic gold medal snowboarder. She has had so much success already, and she is only 24 years old today. Holy buckets. Let's see. Gigi Hadid is celebrating her birthday today. She is 29 years old. Now, I know her as a model, and I know that she is the baby mama to Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, and now I believe it's Gigi who is also connected to Bradley Cooper. So, okay.
Wow. You're keeping up with all your pop culture stuff.
I try. It's the little scrolling that I do once a week on social media. I'll be like, oh, okay, there we have it. So then I'm done for the day and I can move on with life. Dev Patel, oh, he's so talented. He was in Monkey Man, the star of Slumdog Millionaire, and also Chappie. He is 34 years old. We have Gemma Whelan, who is also celebrating a birthday today. I'm not going to try to pronounce her character name because it was a Game of Thrones character, and then I get myself into trouble with the diehards of Game of Thrones. I try not to pronounce Lord of Rings or Hobbit movie characters very often either for the same reason. Now, let me ask you, though, were you a Game of Thrones junkie? Because I know a lot of people like lived and died by that entire series. Was that you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Good. I don't feel so bad then.
Never saw one episode of it. Just...
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I know about Game of Thrones is there's two things I know. A lot of people really, really loved it and were, like I said, diehards, which that's cool. And then Aaron Rodgers was a guest on one of the episodes when he was still a normal, sane human being and part of the Green Bay Packers. So there's that. That's what I know. Jamie King is also on the list today. She played Goldie and Wendy in the Sin City movies. She was also on the Netflix zombie series Black Summer. She is 45 years old today. Cal Penn is celebrating. He played White House Press Secretary Seth Wright on Designated Survivor. He was Dr. Kuttner on House. That was a great series. I didn't get into it as much as other people, but the ones that I would watch or still periodically come on or entertain me on a streaming platform, I love House. He was also Kumar in the Harold and Kumar movies. I mean, where do you go after that? That's like the epiphany of being like an actor in Hollywood.
Right.
Anyway, Cal Penn is 47 years old today. John Oliver, love him. He is the superstar of Last Week Tonight. I believe that the only place you can catch that is on Max, I believe. Anyway, he is 47 years old this weekend, or today as well. I'm already on to the weekend. Let's skip the rest of the week. Let's move on, people.
Let's do it. Corey's gone. We're taking the rest of the week off.
We're done. Forget it. You come home when you're ready. John Cena is celebrating as well. He is 47 today too. Let's see. He's every bit as hated as he is loved. A lot of people in the WWE world, not a huge fan, but let's face it. He is the face of the organization. He also makes millions of dollars off his acting career, and he's the number one wish granter of all time for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I love that. George Lopez is celebrating a birthday today. Comedian, of course. He's now got the new show that actually stars him and his daughter, Lopez versus Lopez. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday. One day there was nothing on TV, and it was a down day in our house. And there's a lot of times our TV is on just as background noise because I'm not really paying attention, but it's something that can just keep playing in the background so I don't have to not be without some noise in the house. And I ended up on Lopez versus Lopez. So when I would sit down for like, you know, a split second to take a break or before I moved on to the next thing because it was busy that day. I would watch, you know, a few minutes of it. Not bad. You know, George Lopez isn't one of my favorite people on TV, but I like his daughter. She's a little more charismatic, I think. So it wasn't a horrible sitcom.
Was his show before that? Was it called The George Lopez Show?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, we're very simplistic in our titles for our shows. It just makes things so much easier that way. Now, one of the episodes I did catch that day was the fact that they brought the old cast from his original show onto the new show. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They played like family members who were coming for the holidays and things like that. So it was kind of cool to see him kind of incorporate both of his worlds into one.
Right.
Valerie Bertinelli, I love her. She is 64 years old today. Wolfie's mom, of course, and Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife. She played Melanie on Hot in Cleveland. She was the angel sidekick Gloria on Touched by an Angel. She was also Barbara Cooper on the original version of One Day at a Time. And it was just a couple of weeks ago that we found out through an interview she did that right after Eddie Van Halen died in the hospital, he loved pizza. So the entire family sat down in his hospital room and had pizza the night that he actually died. Yeah. And she's like, you know, in her interview, she's like, I don't know if it was appropriate, but it felt like the right thing to do. And I say you do whatever you have to do in those moments to make it feel
exactly
like you're right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Michael Moore, Bowling for Columbine and Fahrenheit 9/11 were a couple of his documentaries. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Joyce DeWitt, Janet on Three's Company. Oh, she was just a doll on that show. And it's one of my favorite shows of all time, by the way, Three's Company. I love it. She is 75 years old today. Then we have Lee Majors on the list. He is 85. He was Steve Austin on The $6 Million Man. Mark Wahlberg is going to star in the movie remake called The $6 Billion Man. That is if David Beckham doesn't sue him into oblivion first. That's a whole big scandal with Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham right now. Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say Lee Majors. I hear that name and it reminds me of The Fall Guy. Do you remember The Fall Guy?
Yes, I do remember The Fall Guy. Yeah, that was one that my dad used to watch when I was younger. And so I remember him, you know, being glued to The Fall Guy. My dad was one of those guys who worked really hard. So he had a couple of shows that he liked to watch. Hunter was one of those, if you remember that show when that was on. The Fall Guy was another.